Does anybody have a word about the decree that Randy was talking about? What has that meant to you? Maybe we need more practice in that. Yeah. I know I'm just saying, well, God, you'll take care of this, and God, you're in control of everything. But where do I open my mouth and speak as if I really mean it and take authority in this place? Yes.
After this sermon, when you were saying to reflect on things, what came to me is I saw like a door open, and there was like just a real bright light, and it was kind of cloudy, and there was light, and then I saw the next chapter, and then I heard that he was saying that. You're not, you haven't been disqualified. You're not too old. I love you with an everlasting love. And for that next chapter I have in your life, just be ready. You know, I'm going to be there with you. So that's what I got.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a decree or not. Is that a decree?
That's a good word.
Oh, okay. That's why I wasn't sure. With, you know, it's kind of a mobilizing thing. But, oh, anyway.
Just give it. Don't excuse it. Okay.
Just give it.
Okay.
That's right.
Timely. Very timely. Fred, this was, the song that we just sang, to me, this is a decree. This was a decree. To God be the glory. He's raised us, he's saved us, he gave us power. I think this is a decree.
May I make a decree out of Anna's? The book is open. The page is open to the next chapter. Only I believe this decree is coming from God. He's saying, I've opened the book of your life and I have turned the page to the next chapter and it's available. So the time is now to step into the next page of your book with that you're never too old. Well, old is partly a frame of mind, but old is... That's a long period of time. And I believe God says, it's never too late. I don't care if you're 5 years old or 500 years old. It is never too late.
That's right.
So we can declare, yes, God, this is the day you have made. This is the day we will step into the next chapter of our lives. Yes, Lord. Let's get the yes, Lords going. That, yes, Lord, this is the time we will do this.
With both our sermon and our word today from Randy, we feel like this is Aunt Anna's word. It's an invitation for us as a body of Christ, as a church, to explore and begin establishing our authority here today. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we can do as we go into worship is we could either gather together, you can just do it where you're sitting, is just as a confirmation and agreement with the Lord, just step over, take that step prophetically. And you could do it privately if you want, or I don't know if you want to do it corporately, but I just feel like it's a thing for us to begin exploring and begin establishing. We can begin establishing our, just even being a house of God's glory. We can be declaring that. We can establish that the gates of hell will not prevail on this property. That's we can right. establish the abundance of God outflowing from this property. We've been, from what I understand, some of our words is that we're a teaching how would you say it, a teaching church? Or oh, there'd be, this is a house of teaching and...
I hope so.
Yeah. And we, you know, we have the food bank and we supply things. So we should be in a house of, well, we are God, so part of that's being a house of abundance. So that's where I feel comfortable about declaring
yes.
and decreeing. And that, to me, that's a battle, is joining together. And maybe we're not oppressing the enemy at that point. We can oppress the enemy at least. I'm not quite yet the battle against some of them, but kind of that's where I'm at. So I'm not sure where you are, but I just feel like it's an invitation to take that next step from wherever you're at now.
Don't go away. Oh. What do you think Debbie needs to do before she sits down?
Demonstrate.
Decree it. Do it.
Well, it's
you
an invitation.
About it. Do, no, no more explanations. Do it.
Be the one who declares. We would join you in agreement.
Just decree it.
Well, let me get exactly what we should decree. Hold on. Well, I, you know, this.
That's all right.
So maybe with me, would you join me right now and just
yes.
going to your heart and asking the Lord what you're ready to decree for?
Debbie, for me, it's no fear.
Okay.
This is kind of the awkward spot where we say, we're waiting on you, Lord.
Give us his vision.
No.
What? Decree.
Debbie is going to get a word. You can agree with her. I don't want to become a group discussion. I want to go straight to the decree.
So, Lord, we just decree that we join together in unity. That we learn that we join at the joints, that we are the joint one to another. That we will be the life-giving one to another. That we will pursue the, we will act out in unity of faith. We will come to know Jesus, your son. We'll come to know him as a mature man. We'll come to know one another as mature. We'll see the measure and establish the measure and stature in the fullness of Christ within each one of us, Lord. Lord, that we will step out in faith one for another. Amen.
That's good. That's somewhere between a decree and a prayer.
Yeah,
it's
well,
good. It's good.
That's kind of my...
seems to, correct me if I'm remembering wrong. It seems to me when you first talked about it, you were talking about taking a step.
Yes.
Okay. Come here. Tony, come and join me. Okay. Anybody else who wants to stand up and do this? And because you're going to need to stand up to do this. Come on, Sally, you can come do this with me. Say, God, you have sent your word. Say that it is time to step. You've said it a couple times. So, God, we say, all right, let's take that. Yes. Thank you. Now we wait. What can you do now? Jim, do you have the next step?
Not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
worship. Let's see.
I have to share with you, while we were doing that, I just got a vision of something brewing, something rising up, something fermenting. I don't know if that's a really good picture. I just got something brewing. Just as brewing.
We're learning together. We're entering the presence together. And it takes a little bit of courage to step out, to speak out. Is God going to come through? Am I going to be embarrassed? Or are we just staying in His presence and making this step the message? Yes, as a church, we have stepped out. And we're waiting on God.
I really like that song. One of the things I really like about that song is that she did two things in her song. She talked about how good God is. And then she talked about how He has been in her life. And everybody in that room resonated with that. I think what started to happen today is something that is something where we need to proceed with caution. You know, the message was about what God is doing in our heart, our hearts individually. And it's just like the song, is that as God works in each of our hearts individually, we kind of all come in concert with that, and we all kind of go together from what God is doing with us all individually. And I think that one of the things we need to be careful of is that we can get so excited about things that we do have in Christ. And I'm not, when I say this, I'm trying to put this together as I'm saying it, and so I want to make sure I don't say the wrong thing here, but we can get so, it's easy for us to get so caught up in what God has done, what we want to see God do, what God can do, that we kind of want to grab one another and say, let's go, and we kind of leave behind us individually. I'm not saying anybody's doing that, but I'm saying this can be a thing to be mindful of, that we stop looking at what God is doing with me and we grab everybody and say, let's go. And in that moment, we stop looking at what God is doing with me. And all of a sudden, we're all running out here and we have left what God is doing with us back here. And we've not let God finish that. And we need to be careful, I think, that we don't, in our excitement and our exuberance and our passion, all these things, leave behind what He's doing in here. It all has to start what He does in here. And as we do, as He's working and moving with everybody, everybody just kind of, it resonates with them. And so I think it's just more of a just be careful kind of a thing, that we not leave behind what He's doing with us individually to go run together. It you know, again, as I said, you know, do begins with what He does with us. It's us first, and then we do out of that. And it's that we not leave that behind. We not ignore that. I think I'll just stop with that. So let's pray. So, Father, I thank you. As the song said, you have been so good. And you have worked in each of us individually. You have demonstrated yourself. You have blessed us. You have touched us. You have provided. You have done all these things with us. And there's all these things that you're doing with us individually, healing us, empowering us, doing all these things. And we just thank you, God. We just give you the glory. We just praise you for the work that you do in us individually. And us together is a concert of what you do in all of us individually. It's amazing, God, how you work in us all personally, individually, and yet at the same time, it resonates with everyone in the room. Thank you, God, for the work that you do on the big levels and on the intimate levels. You are such an awesome God. And we just give you glory. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.